sweat technique.
Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
Go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by World Series champion Josh Reddick. He'll be participating in the Going Yard Home Run Derby at Constellation Field in Sugar Land Saturday, October 5th. Cannot miss event. Roy Oswalt's going to be there. He's going to be throwing some BP. I guess he's a PO. He's a pitcher only. Andrew Jones, Rafael Palmeiro, Jose Canseco, Johnny Manziel, Antonio Brown, a few of the headliners, and, of course, our guy, Josh Reddick. Josh, I'm going to throw down a few bucks on this with Brian and Blankers here. Why should I throw down $100 on you to win this thing, Josh?
Well, I'm offended that you're only throwing $100 down, first of all. I show zero confidence in your guy. You know, I like that bet because I think the only problem I'm going to have is the man hosting it is Jose Canseco, because this guy, if you haven't seen, is still pretty big. He's a big human, and he still hits the ball pretty far. So, I haven't really hit a lot in the last 2 or 3 years since I came back from Australia. I've embraced the hanging up the bat and the cleats, but the last week or two I've been getting back in the cage, hitting off my pitching machine to get back into somewhat hitting shape to just, you know, sit dead red and pull heaters. And, you know, I've got the Wizard Roy Oswalt under my belt. I got a career homer against that guy in the show, so I'm going to feel pretty comfortable against that guy throwing batting practice.
Are you telling me your experience with the Savannah Bananas, coupled with the fact that, I mean, you can ask for a random drug test, might help you get by the one challenger you've seen?
Get by a few for just looking at the characters of what we're dealing with here. It just depends. Everybody's out, you know, people are out of the game. There's no telling what's going on in the world now. So I think the drug test is something that I think everybody's going to bypass on this one.
Josh Reddick joining us.
Fine. Let them use what they got. Let them use what they got to use, man. When I beat him, it makes me look that much better.
Yeah, why not? HRP guest line, Josh Reddick joining us. You can purchase your tickets to the Sugarland Space Cowboys website, so make sure that you do that. And it's not lack of confidence in you, Josh. It's more lack of funds in my bank account. I do work in radio, after all. Josh, we were kicking this around yesterday. You know, the Yordan Alvarez news is something it's frustrating, and it's kind of just part of the Astros season in 2024. If it's not one thing, it's another when it comes to the Houston Astros. People are thinking that I'm crazy. I want Yordan to hustle less. I know that sounds outrageous, but I don't need the big man trying to stretch out doubles. I don't need him stealing six bases this year. I want him to hit home runs. I want him to be in the lineup. Am I nuts for telling him to dog it a little bit?
I mean, there's pros and cons to statements like that, because he's such a big impact on that team and in that lineup that, you know, you kind of would hope to see him kind of ease up a little bit more, especially considering his past injuries with his legs. So, I mean, I think that's just something where he's going to have to come to terms with, because once you get in that box, man, you get that ball in that gap, there's no stopping you. That adrenaline kicks in, got to push the limit, got to get that double to get in scoring position. It's really hard to kind of kick back on that, but if you understand the fact that how important your legs are in this game, he's going to have to step back and look at it and go, man, if I don't hit 100% sure double that I could just trot in there on, then I'm just going to have to trot into first base and worry about it from then on. I think that's just something that's going to help his career in the long run. And, you know, obviously help out that team in the long run and the current run. So I think it's something that I think we all are thinking. But as baseball people and baseball fans, it might not be something that we want to say out loud. So I'll say out loud for everybody. Yes, we probably want Yordan to slow down a little bit.
There you go. Josh, I'm curious, too, because of the fact that we've basically treated it as bad as the start got off for this team got off to for the start of the season, how they've turned it around and how people fear this roster when it's healthy, that we've started to kind of get ahead of ourselves a little bit and start planning for the playoffs, talking about which pitchers are going to be available, what your rotation might look like. But is there any level of concern after dropping that game last night that, like, hey, the Mariners aren't dead yet, and you don't want this thing to get too dicey with these five games left to play?
No, I don't think there's any reason to panic. I mean, they put themselves in such a good spot right now to, you know, because you got to look at the big picture. Seattle's backs are against the wall. Houston's going to get in the playoffs. Only thing they're really worried about now is getting that division, and I think that's something that, you know, is the last thing in that clubhouse's mind to be even panicked or worry about getting to that point. Granted, it's Seattle. It's magnified tenfold, a hundredfold because of where we're at in the season. But, yes, look back at March, April, May, when this team was absolute garbage. Let's call it what it is. They were garbage, and, you know, they were just weren't getting it done. And what they've done to turn that around is just spectacular. It speaks volumes for not only what that team can do, but what that organization can do, because I think the only concern going into it was the starting pitching. You know, your back end, your bullpen was set with your three guys, and, you know, really the starting pitching became the issue because you lose guys like Garcia, you lose guys like Christian Javier, you lose guys like Justin Verlander, and you're like, well, crap, there's a third of our rotation right there, and then you get some later news, and then now you got these guys like Blanco, throws a no-hitter, is just absolutely shoving this whole year. You got guys like Eric Geddy and Hunter Brown who completely turned things around from the first month and a half of the season, so I think that was really the only issue because we knew this lineup could hit. The lineup was always never in question. And the crazy part is they had this big turnaround without their biggest piece in their lineup in Kyle Tucker. So that just goes to show you how deep and how great they do a job of not only getting guys ready for the big league, but just shoving them in there right away to succeed.
Josh Reddick joining us on the HRNP guest line. You can catch him on the Shin, does some pre and post game stuff. You can also catch him on Saturday, October 5th at Constellation Field in Sugar Land for the Going Yard Home Run Derby. You can get your tickets at the Sugar Land Space Cowboy website. You can go to timetogoyard.com, find out more information there. Josh, what do you think is the potential of this team once it does get to the postseason, if they do?
Oh, I mean, it's sky's the limit. I think they have all the abilities to make it all the way. They just gotta get hot. The playoffs are all about being hot and playing team fundamental baseball and doing everything right. When things start to go haywire and get out of hand, that's when, you know, the teams in the postseason take advantage because that's why they're there. You can't really give extra outs to teams like, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers or teams like the Cleveland Indians. They're going to make you pay for it however they can, and especially in that postseason because every pitch matters. Everybody's on the edge of their seat, so they've got all the pieces to get it right. They just have to, one, obviously stay healthy and just make sure that they're managing everything the way they need to. Joe Spada does a great job of managing that lineup and getting those pieces in there when he needs to. But the biggest thing for him is how he does his bullpen. And we know when the playoffs come into play, especially that first round, you truly only need three starters. You shove another one of your guys in the bullpen. That way you worry about three or four or five innings. Five innings max in the playoffs in the first round is all you can expect out of your starters and just play matchups from then on. And they match up well. They've got, you know, three of the best back-end bullpen arms. And then when Taylor Scott's healthy, that's a completely different story because you got a sixth-inning guy as well who just doesn't give up runs.
Josh, you mentioned it. I was going to go to their next. Look, I think we all believe that, you know, the first three starters are pretty much set and you have a lot of trust in those guys. Bullpen has been taxed all year. Bullpen lately had some hiccups, including this weekend in that series against the Angels. And now you mentioned Taylor Scott, who's they're trying to get some rest for, who's on the mend. Neris hasn't looked good. And your big three in the back have had some issues. How concerning is that going into the playoffs?
I don't think it's any concern. I mean, I think you just answered the question right there because they are so taxed. I think they're just getting into those days in September where it's kind of hard. And when you look at it, you know, they're going to have to get that break. And I think that break in between the regular season and the playoffs is going to be a huge, big rest for them. But, you know, when the playoffs come into play, that's a different kind of ball game. You know, your adrenaline's a different rush. And especially when you're a relief pitcher, man, those numbers go completely out the window. Because those guys pitch on pure adrenaline, and you just worry about those guys when you need to. And I don't think they're having an issue, and, you know, there's pain pills. They'll figure it out. They'll get through the soreness, and they have pain. They'll find ways to mend that pain and go out there and perform if they're willing.
Josh Reddick joining us on the HRNP guest line. Josh, you appeared in tons of playoff games, 74 playoff games, 246 plate appearances in those playoff games. We in Houston have been very spoiled with the Astros getting to the playoffs. You obviously a big part of that, World Series champion in 2017. And you touched on it a little bit there. What is so different about postseason baseball versus the regular season?
I think it's just a different way for you to lock in as a player. Because everything matters, I think there's just that sense of urgency that, you know, you got to be focused 100%. There's no slacking off in any aspect, on, off the field. It's just about preparing yourself for that seven-game series and just going out there and giving everything you've got to get to the next level or get that win for that night when you're working on that task at hand. But I just think that, you know, the glamour, the media, and blows it up so much now with social media and everything. There's so much coverage now. I think it makes it harder to get that kind of locked in, but you know, when it comes down to it, when that first pitch is thrown, there's nothing else in the world that matters than that baseball game at the moment. And I just think that when you're in a postseason game, you're just in a different level of tunnel vision.
Josh, look, I mean, we know you were an above-average, outstanding defender your whole career. You were a well-rounded player. You look at the Astros right now, Jake is struggling at the plate, but he's a really good defender. Hayward's a guy that looks like he's obviously been a huge shot in the arm for this team, but he's got some pop. He can hit. He's still athletic with a good arm. How do you draw the line when putting the lineup together and look at the defense going, I'm going to sacrifice a little defense maybe, but I'm going to put a better bat in the lineup in Hayward versus Jake's my guy in center field to play defense. Whatever he does on offense is just a bonus.
I think that with all the analytics in the game today, I think you play matchups at that point. And, you know, if you're facing a tough righty, he's hard on righties, then you give Hayward those at bat until you get to that, you know, that late in the game where you used to see like the Jake Marisnik come in to center field and then the outfield completely shift and you take one guy out. So I think that's just a matter of where it is. If you're, you know, seventh, eighth inning, ninth inning up and that guy's, you know, pretty far away from getting that last plate appearance and you're up by two or three, you're going to focus on that defense. So I think it just depends. You get a tough righty, give Hayward the at-bat, tight game, Myers comes in for whoever you need to replace in the outfield and vice versa. You know, if you start Jake against a tough lefty, Hayward doesn't play against lefties anymore, so he's going to be down anyway. And then you wait for that, you know, righty-lefty matchup later in the game to pinch hit, and then you just make your straight-up swap. So analytics become that big thing, especially with those guys.
Josh Reddick joining us on the HR&P guest line. He'll be headlining the Going Yard Home Run Derby at Constellation Field on Saturday, October 5th, being joined by Andrew Jones, Rafael Palmeiro, Jose Canseco, Johnny Manziel, Ori Oswalt's going to be there, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, a guy that you know well, Josh, will be there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun that night. There's the old woo
there we go.
That you used to walk up to. I'm curious your perspective of Kyle Tucker. You know, you saw him come up whenever he was a rookie, a young player. He's matured into one of the best right fielders in baseball. What have you seen with his development over the years?
Just growth. Growth within himself, growth within in the game, and growth as a human. I mean, when he first came up, he looked like, we used to call him the pin because he looked like a bowling pin. You know, kind of lower half was skinny, thicker middle, and then kind of framed out at the top. But he's really filled in together, just becoming a guy who knows how to get things done, knows how to play the game right now. Because when he came up, he just seemed a little timid. And, you know, things were kind of tough with him because he came into such a great ball club. I mean, you come up in the Houston Astros in 2017-18, those were some pretty elite ball clubs to make your debut against because you just got just guys everywhere just expecting greatness from the start. And I think it was a little much for him because, you know, we all know who Kyle Tucker was in the minors. He was, you know, one of the best baseball players in the history of the game in the minors. So he had all that attention. I think that coming up there and realizing that, you know, everybody around him is great at this level, that he just got to go that far. But he's really turned into this complete hitter who doesn't swing at bad pitches, goes everywhere, goes left, right, plays gold glove defense, as we saw. So he's really become into a well-rounded player who knows the game well.
Josh, let's get off and get onto one of your favorite subjects. Your Dogs taking on Alabama this big game this Saturday. I don't know if you're going or not, but I know you're going to be dialed in. How your Dogs going to do against Bama? How you feeling about them to compete for another natty?
I tell you, man, it's always nerve-wracking when you're playing Alabama as a Georgia fan, no matter what year it is. But after watching that horrible game last weekend against Kentucky, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. on the road, I'm a little nervous. At home, I'd be feeling okay. But going into Tuscaloosa, I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm not saying I'm down on them, but I tell you what, they play like they did last week. They're going to get their you-know-what kicked.
First time that Alabama is a home dog since George W. Bush was in office.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's crazy. Josh, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us, hanging out. We enjoy watching you on the Shannon. I know you're going to hit a bunch of dingers at the Going Yard Home Run Derby Saturday, October 5th.
Heck yeah, I am. Thanks for having me, guys. Always a blast.
Josh Reddick, 2017 World Series champion. He, Andrew Jones, Rafael Palmeiro, Jose Canseco, Johnny Manziel, a certain letter there that you can drop in. Antonio Brown. And how many home runs is Antonio Brown going to hit into this thing? I don't know, but it's going to be fun to watch. JUCO Baseball, King of JUCO is going to be there. Not King of Twitch. King of JUCO is going to be there. And the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. They got the Nature Boy. They got the Nature Boy out there. Willin', Dylan, Kiss Stillin', Jet Riding, son of a gun. is going to be out there on October 5th at Constellation
Field. Limousine riding.
Gator boot wearing. I mean, we'll have so much fun.
Have a hard time keeping these alligators down.
So much fun on October 5th. More information, timetogoyard.com. You can get your tickets now if you go to the Sugarland Space Cowboy website. Just Google in Sugarland Space Cowboy, and you'll go straight to that site. They even have a banner up on it right now, too. So thanks to Josh for coming on, and that'll be a lot of fun. Saturday, October 5th, the Going Yard Home Run Derby. Good conversation with the World Series champ.